This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Palestinian Hamas attackers opened fire at a bus stop during the morning rush hour on Thursday at the entrance to Jerusalem. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports that three people were killed and eight others were wounded.
Police said they came from East Jerusalem. Hamas claimed the two men as its members. Israel's hard-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said at the scene the attack proved the need for Israel's war on Hamas. He said Israel would continue its policy of easing regulations for issuing gun licenses to private citizens.
This event proves again how we must not show weakness, that we must speak to Hamas only through the rifle scopes.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday's shooting was a reminder of the, quote, threat from terrorism Israelis face every day.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. More are expected before the day is over. For additional stories, 24 hours a day.